Today is January 29th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our wonderful God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are absolutely awesome. So beautiful and so creative. You're the defender of the faith and entirely sincere. You have the final authority and you are gracious. Holy, holy, holy is your name. You are I Am and Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Messiah, and the name above all names, omnipotent and precious and perfect in all of your ways. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are the risen Lord, and you still the storms. You are the teacher of teachers and unchanging in your authority. You're the victory in Jesus, and you are all wisdom needed for our public schools. You're extra special and extraordinary, and you are Yahweh. You're the zenith over all life itself, and the God we adore. Thank you, Father, for this new day and this new week. Help us, Lord, as we prepare our hearts to listen to you and to obey. We thank you, Lord. We just want to bless the students in our school, our colleagues, our administration, and our parents. Help us, Lord, to make an impact for you and to just show Jesus, to be Jesus with skin on. We love you, adore you, and need you, and want you, and ask you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God, and we are in Matthew 17. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? A man in the crowd came up to Jesus, kneeling before him, and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's an epileptic and he suffers terribly. For often he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples and they could not heal him." And Jesus answered, "The word of God." Matthew 17, verse 17. "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me." The Word of God, Matthew 17, verse 17. Praise God for his amazing words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song for you, and then I read the lyrics with you. So today I have chosen "Oceans Where Feet May Fail" by Hillsong United. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery. In oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fears surround me, you've never failed and you won't start now. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Oh, Jesus, you are my God. I will call upon your name. Keep my eyes above the waves. My soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the reading of the words of Jesus Christ and this amazing song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. And we pray as Christians in the public schools at 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. Today, we're going to be praying scripture from Romans 11, verse 33, that we remember God's wisdom. And Romans 11, 33 says, "Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways." So we are praying for God's wisdom today. Let us not forget. Now we pray, my friends, at exactly 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." Now when the alarm goes off at 1:16 and you don't remember that prompt, don't you even worry. Just pray. And if you don't know what to pray, give thanks. I'll be praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We're in his fourth series called The Great Race. Today is part two from Friday, The Research Plague. The scripture he chose is John 8, verse 3. "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The morning before the first day of in-service, during private prayer time in her home, the Lord spoke to Irene, a third-grade master teacher at Briar Grove Elementary. He spoke to her in that small, still voice, which was the constant rudder of her life. Irene wrote in her journal what she believed the Lord was saying to her. "My beautiful queen, your world is about to change, but I never change. I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Cling to me, my beloved. Cling to me. I have sent you to serve the least of them, and sometimes that person above you in authority, not just the impoverished student and the parents that you serve. Remember, your identity is in me and obedience to me, not your job. Keep your eyes on me, not yourself or the sin around you. Keep your eyes on me. Speak the truth in love. Remember how Nathan treated David in his hidden sin. Love forever. Jesus, your King." At school that day, the entire staff was introduced to the research-based USGI Universal Small Group Instruction. It was as if a bomb had dropped in the midst of the faculty. Regular classroom teachers were told to teach every subject in small group centers all day long. Only 30 minutes of large group instruction per day would be allowed. It was to begin in 7 days. Tears began to fall on Irene's USG handouts. After the first hour, when she knew the direction the day was headed, Irene walked out of the training and headed for her classroom. She shut the door behind her and began to uncontrollably weep. She spoke to the Lord, saying, "Tell me what to do, Lord." The answer came back to her in a small, still voice again. "Speak the truth to her in love." Irene went to her computer and wrote a letter, as inspired by the Lord, to give to the new instructional specialist. After writing it, she returned to the workshop and gave the letter to Jacqueline, the instructional specialist, just before lunch. "Dear Jacqueline, imagine for a moment if research scientists were to study the greatest 20 hitters of all time in Major League Baseball history. Imagine these scientists weighing all the bats used by these men and measuring the length of each. Then they used old video recordings and photos to determine the stance of the batters, how and when they held their feet, hands, arms while batting. Imagine them running the data through a computer to get an average of all these statistics and then coming up with the research-based best practices to becoming a great hitter. Imagine for a moment that all the players in the major leagues were then instructed and mandated by their coaches to begin using these research-based practices or lose their jobs. They all must use the same size bat. They must all stand at the plate and hold their hands and arms the same way. Imagine that even the current greatest hitters in the league were mandated to do the same. How great would that league be? How great would the morale of the players be? Is there not strength in diversity? Are we told that we must level and group our children to meet individual needs of the students, but we as educators are not given the same approach? After 20 years in education, my personal experience, my research indicates that a balanced approach to teaching is what is most productive with students. I balance my classroom instruction evenly with large group, small group, and individualized instruction. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. My students' test scores are the highest in this school and near the top in the entire district. I am asking for a waiver to be exempt from USGI due to the already highly productive classroom practices that I am using. Thank you for considering my request. Sincerely, Irene Sanders, Briargrove 3rd grade. At the end of the day, Irene checked her email and read, "Dear Irene, unity is an important factor in the successful implementation of USGI, and it is important that the students and their parents are presented with uniform education practices and standards within Briargrove. I greatly appreciate your outstanding past performance, but regret to inform you that after consultation with the building principal, you will not be granted a waiver to continue your current classroom practices. Sincerely, Jacqueline Smithers, Briargrove Instructional Specialist. To be continued." The prayer. Lord, help us to speak the truth in love to students, parents, and staff as you lead. And that was our devotional, written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's comes from Albert Einstein. "Logic will get you from A to Z. Imagination will get you anywhere." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 17, verse 17. "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me." O great and amazing God, you heal. People just need to touch you, Lord, and they're healed. Help us to touch you today and be healed of any anxiety. Help us to cast that anxiety upon you. We adore you. We love you. We look to you for healing in our schools. And we ask you for all of this in the perfect and precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.